Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is March 21st, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling. This is your post-Raw review. We have so much freaking stuff coming for you guys. First off, I want to thank Kate Hensler and Robert DeFelice and Jarrett Bailey for stepping up while I was sidelined last week. They did an incredible job. So thank you to them. But we got Denise Salcedo here with us. Denise, how you doing?
You know what, Sean? I don't appreciate you not thanking me for anything. I was there for moral support from far, far away on the other side of the United States. I was like, yeah, poor Sean Ross Sapp's probably all drugged up right now, getting his surgery. I was thinking about you. I got positive vibes.
I got it done on a Wednesday. Worst possible day to do it in wrestling, as you know, especially for me because I got multiple shows. Yeah. 8 p.m. I wake up from this procedure. And I'm like, I'm good to go. I don't remember. I watched AEW. I don't remember anything. Because in my head, I was like, maybe I can do the review. I am so glad I didn't do the review, Denise.
Sean, just to give people a perspective of how out of it you were, I messaged you something. You responded to me. I responded back. End of story. Then like 2 days later or the following day, you were like, hey, Denise, I didn't respond to this. And I'm like, yeah, you did. You actually did respond to me.
So I got this procedure done at like 3 p.m. I'm telling you, the effects of the stuff that they had me on was like for 15, 16 hours because I don't do anything. I've never taken a painkiller for anything or anything like that. So I'm waking up and I'm seeing some of those. Let's be real. I ethered somebody on Twitter that morning and I looked at it and I was like, damn, I said that? I was waking up to text messages and I was like,
I didn't see that. Damn, I missed it.
It was a good one, but it was pretty wild. I broke a tooth off, or I had a chipped tooth from it when I trained MMA, and it broke off a couple months ago, and it broke off so much I just had to have it pulled. So I'm gonna get an implant eventually. But ooh boy,
fun
that was not
stuff,
not,
man. Well, not they're pleasant. Probably they're gonna have to knock you out for the implant for sure.
Yeah. For sure. They're going to have to knock me out for that, but that will not be fun. And now, after all that, I've got a wisdom tooth that's coming in right behind it. So,
you know what? Just go move into the dentist. That's it. You're going to be living there for a bit, Sean.
Indeed. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. I would greatly appreciate it. If you want your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat. If you don't know what that is, that's the little dollar sign at the bottom of the chat. Also, you can send humper chats, and the beauty of that is if you don't watch the show live, you can send your question or statement ahead of time, and we would greatly appreciate that as well. This show brought to you by Manscaped and NordVPN.com/Fightful. Again, we'll tell you more about that, but If you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, our premium news service, you had a bunch of news today. An NXT UK contract that's coming up. I had the Raw rundown ahead of time, told you that Pat McAfee would be on the show, told you that SmackDown stars would be on the show. Also, Omos's WrestleMania opponent. We had the Backstage Report podcast and the Weekender podcast. If you are ever saying, why don't you cover Impact? Why don't you cover this show? Why don't you cover that show? Why not more GCW? Why not Terminus? We do on the Weekender. Steven Jensen does a great job. But let's talk WWE Raw. Emma says, hey guys, wanted to send good vibes to you two. Well, thank you very much. And we got people like Ricardo saying he hate watched Raw. Why does he do this to himself? Well, he did it because he wanted to find out when Veer is coming, Denise. And we found out he's coming.
Can I just say, I thought today's Raw was not terrible. I think I've sat through like worse Raws than this. I thought today's Raw was perfectly tolerable. Like the 3 hours actually flew by for me. So that's a positive for me today.
Yeah, thought it was fine. I thought it was all right. Didn't bother me at all. Tasha says, what are your thoughts on the Mania card as it stands? There's a whole lot of stuff that shouldn't even be on Mania. It should be maybe not even on SmackDown. I don't need to see Drew and Baron Corbin again.
I was going to say, man, someone's going to have to sit here and remind me of that WrestleMania card, because other than the big matches, everything else is just a blur to me at this point.
McAfee versus Theory, I bet it'll be good. Knoxville, Sami Zayn, okay. Edge and AJ Styles is great. RK-Bro, Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. That's going to be a great match, but we saw it. We saw it a couple weeks ago. Lesnar and Reigns, we've seen this 100 times. The women's tag team four-way is the typical thing that they do with women that they don't know what to do with. And we've got a super chat, I know, where someone says, where is it? Have you heard that there's going to be a men's women's battle royal this year? I haven't heard that they're doing that. Usos versus Nakamura and Boogs, that is an hour one of SmackDown match. Drew McIntyre, Happy Corbin is barely a SmackDown match. That's a live event match. And I love both of those guys in the ring. The Mysterios against Miz and Logan Paul. I'm sure that'll be all right. They're going to put a lot of promotion into that. Ray's on the cover of 2K22. Becky Bianca. That is a great match, objectively. Charlotte and Rousey. That's going to be a great match, I think. But how are you feeling about it?
Honestly, like, if you were to tell me, like, Denise, what are you most looking forward to on the card? I would definitely go with Bianca and Becky. I think that's definitely the match that I'm personally most interested in. I feel like for a lot of the stuff, either I don't care. For, like, some of the other stuff, I feel like either I don't care about it or I know where the direction's going to go. So definitely Becky Bianca is the one that I'm most excited about.
Oh, man. I think it's going to be a fun show. I think they're gonna go above and beyond and make it a fun show. Jambeard says, Veer taking like 6 months to come. It's got to make Johnny Sins jealous. Very clever. I see what you did there. I see what you did, the porn star. Cadillac Carson says, when the Veer package started to play, I immediately looked away and missed the announcement of the date until I got on Twitter. Well, don't worry. Thanks to Veer's package, we know when he's going to come.
April 4th, Raw after Mania. That makes me wonder, like, because somebody just asked a question about the Battle Royal, the Memorial Battle Royals. Like, wouldn't you think that he would be included in that if you need bodies? So that makes me wonder, like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Because if not, I would imagine he would be thrown in there because you need some bodies.
Speaking of, Josh's Town said, have you been able to confirm Cody's signing? Yep. And he is scheduled for the Raw after Mania as well as of right now, unless something horrible happens.
So you think he's debuting at WrestleMania?
Yeah, like, I think he'll debut night two at WrestleMania. That's what I think.
Nothing before, like not next week's. We have what? We have one more Raw after this before WrestleMania.
I feel like he'll debut at WrestleMania.
Because for a second, and I know we'll talk about it in just a second, but there was something that happened on today's show, not pertaining to Seth Rollins, that made me think that they would have Cody Rhodes come out today. And I'll talk about it once we actually get to it.
Omar says he has dental surgery tomorrow. You know what? I was horrified. It was completely painless. I fell asleep about an hour before. I woke up about 5 hours after, and that's it. Like, I was fine. Shot Kid says, don't plan on watching any of it, but curious, has this Mania build been better or worse than last year? Because last year's build was not good.
I think it depends on which what thing you're talking about. As a whole, though, it's hard to say.
I'm going to say better overall because last year's was maybe the worst I've ever seen in my life. However, I'm not going to say that this year's is good. I think Becky and Bianca is good. I think Edge and AJ is okay. Brock and Reigns is all right. But, I mean, there was so much stuff that was outright bad last year. The Bianca build last year outside of the Royal Rumble was so bad. Now, they tied it together in a video package that made it look okay. And the match was one of my favorite in WrestleMania history. But there's, I'm tired of like every story being, oh, I'm a top guy and I've got to get on WrestleMania. How will I possibly get on WrestleMania? That just makes your make the people booking the show look like they're stupid, Denise.
Yeah, and that was one of my criticisms for today. And there was actually one thing that occurred on the show, another one thing that occurred on the show that I was so thankful for. And again, I'll talk about that when we get to it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying not to skip anything. I don't want to get in trouble today.
Oh, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Well, we had a great opening segment, I thought. Kevin Owens coming out, doing the double swerve with Steve Austin. He came out to the music. He had the knee braces, the the bald cap. Denise, you've got experience with bald caps.
Okay, let me tell you, they're not that easy to put on. And keep in mind, I'm pretty sure, okay, keep in mind the difference between me and Kevin Owens. He has less hair than I do. And also he has somebody that can help him out to put it on. There's like actual instructions for it, for you to put it on properly. All I did was just water my hair back, put it in a little ponytail. So I actually had a bun sticking out from the back, but you couldn't see it. So for him, it's a lot better, you know, but anytime you like move your face, like if you do with any of this, like the whole cap will like start peeling. So you got to like control your facials.
My God. Well, he did all the Stone Cold Steve Austin-isms, the what's, the catchphrases. And then he went full like HBK in Canada. Now, for those of you that are, they're too young to remember, Shawn Michaels was in Montreal in 2005 during his brief heel run against Hulk Hogan. And he teased Bret Hart coming out and totally trolled the crowd. Kevin Owens did it twice, Denise. He did it twice. It was brilliant.
Sean, oh, it was so messed up, though. It was so messed up. It was great. Okay, like, let me just say this. Okay, as a TV viewer, somebody who is in the comfort of my home watching this show, I thought this is, like, the best heel thing I've seen in WWE by far, like, in the last year with Kevin Owens, like, with Kevin Owens doing this, because it was messed up, okay? Now, if I would have been in that live audience, I would have had a different reaction coming on to this post show. I would have been so freaking pissed off. Like, if I was there, and I got so excited thinking, oh, my God, we're going to get Stone Cold here today, because if they showed all of the reactions of people, and there was people that legitimately had the "are you fucking kidding me" face, yeah. And it was so great. But again, I felt for those people, and the fact that they got them not once but twice was completely messed up. So here's the thing that I was thinking. Here's what I started thinking, like as we progressed through the show, I thought, you know what? You know, it's really messed up that they did this, right, for the live audience. I thought, What if their reward is getting like, yeah, you didn't get Stone Cold, but what if you get the Cody Rhodes debut here tonight just to kind of maybe try and somewhat even out those odds? Like, yeah, you didn't get to have Austin, but hey, you know what? Major news broke in your city. So that was the one thing that happened that made me think, just what if Cody Rhodes is coming out tonight? But then that didn't happen. And I'm so sorry for the live audience today because they got royally screwed here tonight.
Oh, this is great. This is so good. Sabrina says this part was liquid gold for me. Kevin Owens killed it tonight. Sabrina, I agree. I thought this was just good stuff. If Austin's not going to be there for the build, I'm fully on board with this, because now this is a completely different situation than Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan, but you can draw some parallels. Shawn Michaels didn't want to turn heel. He didn't want to do it, but Hulk Hogan insisted, oh, you got to be a heel. And Shawn Michaels goes, buddy, you don't want me to turn heel on you. You do not want me to do that. And what we saw was Shawn Michaels making an ass out of Hulk Hogan for a month and using Bret Hart to get it over. If Steve Austin's not going to be there to promote this match, Owens has got to do every single thing he possibly can do.
And I got to say, though, like, he really nailed it with the coming out with the bald cap, you know, obviously the t-shirt, and the knee brace was like falling apart for him. So I don't know, like, what part was like coming out. So it looked really funny. Him not catching the beers was funny, too. I posted a side by side image of like Austin and Kevin Owens. And then I put like when you see it online versus when you order it, when it actually arrives. It killed me. Like, side by side, it's hilarious. So I love this. I thought it was one of the best things that we got on Raw in a really long time. But again, I do feel bad for the audience. But for me, the TV people, we loved it.
Tremaine says the WWE is not in the business of pleasing. Just one guy. Simon says, greetings, Sean and Denise. Ain't KO just the best? He's amazing. He's doing all this in his second language, too. I will remind you guys of that all the time.
I always forget that.
It's amazing. Sasha says, is there any truth to KO and Austin closing night one? I don't know if talent have been informed of who's closing yet. I haven't heard that, but I can't confirm it. Orlando says, can you guys just talk about Kevin Owens in the main event? That was the best part of Raw. You could miss the whole show. Well, I don't want to say the whole show. The Becky promo was really, really good as well.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh my God, you had to tune in though. Sure. So I could say you could, yeah.
Tremaine says, sans KO, he transcends everything. That is true. Orlando says, Kevin Owens' segment was the best thing this year. I laughed at the crowd getting played. Great heel stuff. It was amazing heel stuff. This is what you do. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, man, I'm bummed. You're supposed to be bummed. You're supposed to be pissed off.
Damn, Sean, you're really going into that WWE mentality. You're supposed to be upset at us.
You are. Anybody who's buying a ticket expecting to see Steve Austin or Kevin Owens before WrestleMania, you're dumb.
Yeah, but I think sometimes you get fooled in the sense that, like, let's say it was some small city. Okay, fine. Maybe I'd say, like, you know what? You got your hopes up. He ain't coming to no rink-a-dink city, right? But, okay, at least it's Chicago, okay? I would maybe, like, if you're a big city, I would think, hey, we need a little something, you know? I do feel bad for the people.
Jambeard says, KO's cosplay was good, but he ain't no Will Sasso. Denise does know who that is, right? Do you know who Will Sasso is?
No.
He was on Mad TV back in the day. He did an Austin impersonation that was really good.
I've never seen Mad TV.
He was on WCW and got put in a sharpshooter by Bret Hart. Pretty cool. Storm and Norm says, any chance of a decent go-home show? I'm more excited for Supercard of Honor or just a ham and cheese sandwich. What happened to WrestleMania? Denise is going to be on Supercard of Honor. AEW/ROH shill Denise Salcedo.
Yeah, but, by the way, thank you for blasting me for that. I was trying to go under the radar, And Sean, like, with one of the biggest Twitter accounts in all of wrestling, just happened to blast that I'm now on Tony Khan's payroll for a day, I may add, and I didn't even know he was gonna own the company.
Buddy, I got people that are wrestling for AEW telling me they were told to follow me when AEW started, and I'm like,
What
dope told you to do that? That's a terrible idea.
Did you find out who?
No. I would never recommend following me. I'm petty. But any chance of a decent go-home show? WWE hasn't done good go-home shows for a long time. So I'm not counting on it.
Now I'm just upset. I'm upset that your Twitter account is getting recommended. Like, I want to be recommended.
This is like 3 years ago, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't care that much no more.
There you go. Sabrina says, love you guys, but do you think we're going to see a good go-home show?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you?
No. Why would I think that? Asking? I don't know. Sorry. I thought you were asking the people. My bad. Oh. I zoned out for a bit. I'm hopeful, honestly. And sure. I know that I'm going to sound dumb for saying that, but I think I'm always hopeful and I'm sure we'll get a couple of good things, but for the full three hours to be solid, that's reaching. That's a little too much. I don't have that much hope, but I do have a hope for a couple of things. Hopefully. How many more times can I say hope on here?
I don't know. I hope that the WrestleMania opponent for Omos comes true. It's on Fightful Select. I don't want to spoil it out there for people, but there's a pretty surprising name in line for Omos at WrestleMania, and that's a very, very good one. But he beat Aziz and Cruz's ass. This is another one of those matches that probably happened the way it should have. Week one, he beats Apollo. Week two, he beats Aziz. Week three, he beats both of them. I'm fine with it. I like it. I thought it went about as well as it could.
Are you a fan of the Shawshank Redemption? Sean.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Okay, I've seen it a million times, but I just watched it last night, and I think that's why hope is in my line. There's a line in the movie where they said, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. And I was just Googling it right now because I was like, why am I thinking so much about hope? Because last night I was watching The Shawshank Redemption. Need to watch it. Sean, you need to watch it.
I get it. I'll watch The Shawshank Redemption while you talk about this handicap match.
So I'm pretty sure that there's people here who would rather talk about The Shawshank Redemption than this handicap match. All right. So Apollo and Aziz versus Omaz. Well, Aziz, the one thing that he had going for him about being this like big, strong guy in WWE, he's completely done. He got beat last week. And then this week he had an extra man, and not a little man, because Apollo Crews ain't no little man. He's a big dude. So it was one extra big dude, one medium big dude against another large dude, and none of them could beat this large dude. So while this makes Omaz look pretty all right, it makes Commander Aziz, and this is all that he had. Sean, he had nothing else going for him other than his size. No.
That's it.
Like, I don't, like, in 2 months from now, I don't want WWE to be like, Commander Aziz is the next big thing, because I'm going to remember this. No, he's not. That's it. Forever tarnished in my book.
He's not good in the ring. So, I mean, he's not particularly charismatic. But Omos is the same way. The only thing Omos has for himself, or as Josh's town calls Goat Moss, is that he's protected. That's what Omos has for him. He's not been knocked off his feet. He's not been body slammed. He's not been beat. He has been super protected, Denise.
And he
protection,
better be.
Protection is important.
You want to know why he better be, though? Because AJ Styles wasted how much of his time
helping
the guy out? Like, you don't waste AJ Styles' time to build up a guy and then take it all away. So at this point.
And to protect somebody, because, you know, we like protection at Fightful.
We do like protection.
Especially from NordVPN.com/Fightful. Oh my gosh, threat protection, which will be free when you use the Fightful code. And you get an additional month free with a huge discount of 73% in the U.S. It blocks NordVPN.com/Fightful users from malware, online trackers, and blocks annoying pop-up ads. Check it out, the exclusive NordVPN deal. Go to NordVPN.com/Fightful and get a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't like it. Avoid price discrimination. Avoid those pop-up ads. Avoid that malware. Block online trackers. Change your virtual location with just one click. Avoid geo restrictions. All that good stuff. There you go. Protect yourself. You don't want that your data falling in the wrong hands. You don't want that happen. Not with the loonies that we see on the internet. They ain't got nothing better to do with their time. NordVPN.com/Fightful protects you with that threat protection. Check it out, guys. That 30-day money-back guarantee, you got nothing to risk. Not only that, I save a whole mess of money on those pay-per-views, those UFC pay-per-views that I buy. JDB Pringle says, NordVPN, it's like a condom for the internet. Yeah, for your pleasure at that. Jambeard says, not the protection I thought you'd segue to. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I love them. Riptide says Rumble winners should close at the night's Mania. No buts. I don't always agree with that. I think usually should, but the biggest match should close.
Yeah, I go for the hottest match. Well, see, and that's the thing too. Now that we got two nights, we don't have to be there for like 12 hours in one day. You should put on your hottest match at the end, because when it was one of those things, when it was like one night and it was such a long show, then I would argue, okay, fine, for the sake of the crowd, you don't have to put on your hottest match at the end, but at the same time you should, just to keep the crowd like in anticipation. I don't know. I think it just depends on your school of thought.
We've got a lot of people asking about Shawshank Redemption. Michael Key says, Sean turned heel. Never saw it. Do you also hate puppies? No, I don't. I'll watch it.
I told you. It's like a classic.
I know, but it's
You learn so many life lessons.
I'll watch it. Jambeard says, cross-promotional match. AEW shill Denise versus WWE drone Louis Dangor. Loser can't use Twitter for a week. I mean, that'd be a good thing for Louis not being able to use Twitter. Jeez, poor guy.
I don't know. It's something new all the time with him. But, you know, but he's nice. Yeah.
Tom Brady says, unrelated, any reason why A-Kid moved to the States for 2.0? They wanted him to. Any other possible UK crossover soon? I would imagine Tyler Bate would have been eventually. I don't know where he would fit into the modern 2.0 version. Out of NXT UK, honestly, a guy I reported about today, Flash Morgan Webster, I think he could eventually end up in the U.S.
Yeah, I just feel bad for all these NXT UK guys, man. So many of them, like, when I read your report, I feel bad, but, like, I forgot, like, these people were even there. Like, it's just sad. Yeah. Like, the it's
oh,
sad
Denise,
you don't see them.
The running joke when I reported an NXT UK star has his contract coming up, there were a bunch of quote tweets saying NXT UK doesn't exist. What is NXT UK? Facetiously, but still. I mean, it's a running gag, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I'm not kidding you. When I saw the name, I was like, oh, yeah.
Cadillac Carson says, what are the odds Veer doesn't come out April 4th? I put nothing past this company. I think there's a possibility he comes out and then immediately turns back around on the ramp. They did that with Emelina.
Or what if he comes out, but then we just never see him again? Like, or maybe we don't see him for like months. Or then he gets drafted to SmackDown. Somebody tweeted me that. And then so everybody's tweeting at me in the comments saying they didn't put what year. They just put April 4th. They didn't say what April 4th. And I thought, shit, they have a point. The people have a point. They didn't give us a year. Do you have any idea?
That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah. No, no. But yeah, we'll see him. Here. Yeah. By the way, Prince Wazim, yes, our moderator will get those two Humper chats that you left before Raw began. Mania says, this weekend sacrifice song, did you both listen? I didn't. I haven't. What do you mean?
What are we
Terry
talking
Allen
about?
Jr. I'm not sure. Luis, if you can add some clarity to that, producer Luis. Edgardo says, no matter what, I'm excited for Mania. I've been to 28, 33, 34, 35, and 37. Excited to go to the shows. Hope you guys will love it as well. Well, I hope you have fun. I always look forward to WrestleMania. No matter what, I look forward to it because I love wrestling, man.
Yeah.
Anti and Brick says, thinking of binge watching SmackDown 2016, took a break from watching it. Is it worth it? Oh, yeah. SmackDown 2016 is really, really good. How late does that era last until? I would go from about the draft until around the time Jinder won the title. It gets a little shady there.
End it there and move on.
And myself, Anna Bauer, and Jeff Hawkins did some really, really great reviews of that show back then. Anti and Brick says, also Veer is coming, of course. Oh, our thoughts on Sacrifice by The Weeknd. I love The Weeknd. The Weeknd's one of my favorite artists. I didn't know what you... The way that it was
How
worded.
Does the song I don't remember the song.
I'm not going to sing you the goddamn song, Denise. What's wrong with you?
Wait, is that the WrestleMania song? You think I should
listen,
know this,
if
right?
If you want attention. Me to sing to you, go get a cameo from me like everybody else. I'm on cameo
okay,
now,
Okay, you can
guys.
At least give me the beat, man. Give me a lyric.
Oh, I muted myself.
I'm just trying to
Muted. I'm trying to plug my cameo, Denise. Why are you holding your arm up? Why do you got to hold your own arm up? Are you that lazy? Anyway, get a cameo from me. All the proceeds go to charitable causes, including the Ukraine relief efforts this month. We've raised $1,600 as Jimmy is matching those. You're unmuted now, Denise. Josh's Town says, you calling Austin Owens a match? No, but they did try to get Austin to do a match, but I think Austin hits him with a stunner and counts the 1-2-3 himself. Sasha says, I've been watching old reviews. Where did Warren and Anna go? Warren's doing his own thing, and Anna got completely out of wrestling, and the time difference in Australia to the U.S. was really, really hard. Like, when you got Jinder Mahal as champion and the booking that they put him through, it would have been one thing if they booked him well. But during that era, getting up at 8 a.m. to watch SmackDown, man. You all right, Denise?
Just want to make sure the people
Denise,
know
it's like the
history.
Third time. It's not even special anymore.
No, it is special. It's always special.
It's not. Alex Diaz says, do you think Brandi eventually joins WWE and joins Cody within the next year, as reports say otherwise? I think she would be a great heel manager for Cody. I think that would be awesome.
I think that would be the best. If they were to bring her in, that would definitely be the best way to utilize her, because that just feels like the best way.
Jambeard says, do you think Cody will use his adrenaline theme, smoke and mirrors, or generic music? Oh, I stuttered there. I think he'll use adrenaline. He owns the rights to it. He had it done. Sabrina says, still waiting for Evolution 2. How long do you think it'll be until we get it? I don't think we do get it. I don't think we're getting an Evolution 2, Denise. The numbers, it was sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy thing for the numbers to not do good. They did it because of the Saudi show, I think. I think it was their way of a make good there. And because women's wrestling across the board in WWE has been de-emphasized, I don't want to say not important, but certainly de-emphasized since then, I don't think that they're in any hurry to do it, Denise.
I think they should do it.
I do too.
And I think that they should keep doing it until they establish it as something as a can't miss. Like, I feel like they just gave it this one shot and that was it. But I feel like they should do another show. Like, I don't see, like, I get it, like the numbers and everything, but I do think that while there's people that have been like, oh, I'm not going to tune into that, I think that there is a lot of people that would like to tune into that. And it's just one of those things where you got to get people used to it, you know, give them a show. Cool. Do it. Some people, you know, are interested in it.
Yeah. Oh, man, we've got Austin Theory versus Finn Balor again, Denise.
How many times have we seen this already?
Enough times. But Pat McAfee's out there, as reported by FightfulSelect.com. Subscribe today. And Pat was being very obnoxious to Austin Theory, playing up whenever Finn Balor beat his ass. The action was outstanding for the short match that it was. Finn Balor gets a pinfall victory without using his finish. That way Austin Theory can react. The action I thought was great. It's just I've seen this 200 times. I don't need to see it again. It could have been anybody else. I understand wanting to get the champion wins on TV. So in that way, I'm all right with it. But it's like, okay, it could have been somebody else. Damian Priest tonight. There was no reason why there wasn't a Damian Priest tonight. How are you feeling about all this?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, when you have this match happen so many times, there just gets a point where you just don't care anymore. And, like, the only thing that was different about this was just the added incorporation of Pat McAfee. And that was perfectly fine because, you know what? I feel like Pat McAfee has done a really good job with everything that he's been given, whether it's commentary or an actual, like, you know, at cutting a promo or, you know, wrestling a match or whatever moment he's given, like he always does a good job. But aside from that, the action has never been bad between Finn Balor and Austin Theory. That's never been the issue. It's just gotten to the point now where like Finn Balor has been so, he's just keeps getting, even as he's champion, right? I feel bad because even though he's champion, he still has been knocked down so far down that roster where I almost feel like he's only champion on a whim. I don't even feel it's something where like they have any serious plans for him or anything like that. I feel like this is just, he's champion just because. So for me, it's like, I just don't care. They've made me not care about Finn Balor. And that's really sucky because I cared about Finn Balor before, but now it's going to take a lot more than getting this like fluke victory over Austin Theory, because let's be real, they just wanted him to lose so that he could continue to be pissed off with Pat McAfee heading into this story. Finn Balor, who is the champion, is not the focal point in this picture. It is Austin Theory and Pat McAfee and what they're doing with these two guys.
Sabrina says Austin Theory gives me Brad Maddox vibes. What do you think? Yeah, from his delivery and all that, yeah, I could definitely see that cocky heel. But, I mean, he's much more physically imposing. He's a better athlete. He's a better wrestler. I think he's got more physical charisma than Brad Maddox. But I definitely understand the comparison there. We have Bron Wagner saying, where the hell was Priest? I don't know. I wish I had a good answer for you, but I don't. Joel says, I can hear Brandi now. Oh, God. No, I'm not reading that out loud. Okay, yeah, I will. Oh, you're Shotzi Blackheart? Well, I'm Shotzi. You get the rest.
She would. Oh, my God.
She would.
Yeah.
She would. Joel Wood says, if you listen to the lyrics, Kingdom is essentially one big shot at WWE, which is why I'm skeptical to let him use it. I think once you see what he's doing, you'll understand why they would. Peyton Carter says,
I was going to say, you gave us something and then didn't add to that. Sean, I was sure listening. You know more than you're telling us.
I don't. I've been.
Well, it seemed like you did. You said if you only knew what he was doing, then it would make sense.
I said once you know, not if only you knew.
Okay, like, once you know. Okay, fine.
Like I'm one.
Then what do you mean by that?
Like once I'm a Pretty you know. Little Liars or something. If you only knew.
Okay, fine. Once you knew. The way you said it, there was more to that. Just saying. You're not telling us the whole story here. Just say, did anybody else catch that?
No, nobody else caught that.
You just have like the face of full of information. You I'm see, not, I told
I'm,
you.
I'm not full of information, not very.
You literally just said whatever you like. I mean, you literally just said, oh, wait till you see what he's doing. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think he's going to be involved with about as high up of a person as you can be involved with in WWE.
Vince McMahon?
There you go. That's what I think. I think he'll be involved with Vince McMahon. That's just, I don't know anything.
In story or like behind the scenes?
Joel says, Sean is famous for dropping these nuggets like it's nothing and moving on and leaving his audience hanging.
Yeah, come on, Sean. We're all here. We all take our time to come on to the show. We all go and read.
You get paid.
Yeah, I get paid. And I get paid to be here to make sure that the people are informed. So,
muted. Peyton Carter says, do you think Cody will be a heel or face? If he joins WWE and is a heel, there'll be a lot of pissed off people due to his reluctance to turn heel in AEW. Now, that I don't know. Because if he does something with Vince and it's like, oh, well, it's because WWE sucks. I don't think that will be a baby face. I don't think Vince will portray him as a baby face, but I don't know.
So wait, I'm confused though. Do you mean like being involved with Vince, like in story wise or yes, like behind the scenes? Because that.
No. I think he'll be involved with Vince somehow on screen, but that's just a hunch. It's not a like something I've been told. It really is.
He's going to replace Austin Theory as his protege.
Maybe. Tremaine says, Brucey P leaking them scoops of Sean. I haven't heard back from Bruce since last summer. How about that one? Tremaine says, hoping WWE is like crawling through a pipe full of crap that loops back to the prison. Damn!
That's a Shawshank Redemption thing.
I saw
thing.
That. Yeah. I could tell. JW Pringle says, mental health moment. Just a reminder to all the Fightful faithful to take care of your mental health. If you think you need help, please reach out. You're loved and worthy. We need you here with us. I encourage you guys, check out NAMI Communicate on Twitter. They have great resources. Michael Key says he watched Austin on the Rich Eisen show, and the way he talked about the match got him excited. If Austin's going to do something, he's going to give it all. He is going to give it all, for sure. And I haven't watched that yet, but I'm going to. Orlando says, any news about Gable Stevenson? I wonder who would be his first feud. I don't know. He is planned for Raw. He is planned for Raw in the somewhat near future. He badly wants to come to WWE already. Like he won the national title. He left his shoes there. He's ready to go. He ain't going to hang around for the Olympics for a few more years. But he is.
And he was drafted to Raw.
And he is the kind of guy that in a few years, if he wanted to go back and do the Olympics, he could and probably do really well. But his first feud, I would imagine they'll put him in there with somebody who knows his skill set. I would imagine a Gable would make a lot of sense. I think
yeah, and given the fact that they've been pushing Chad Gable and that they've been giving him stuff and he's actually been somewhat of a focal point on Raw, I do think that, you know, they can go somewhere there where it wouldn't feel too like, you know, what did I do?
James says, Denise is trying to drop these dimes of knowledge about Cody's. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm confused.
Joshua Townsend, Cody versus Vince confirmed by Sean. I didn't confirm anything. I confirmed that the Dirty D-Wags face the Mysterios, though, and the Mysterios get the win over the D-Wags. Fine match. It was all right. The tag team division has really good matches on Raw of late. But this was used to set up the Mysterios versus Miz and Logan Paul at WrestleMania. What are you aching to get out here, Denise?
Oh, you can tell that I had something to say.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh damn. Okay, I need to control my face. Sorry.
You sure, certainly do.
I was gonna say you can tell.
Just please control your face.
Control my narrative. Control my face.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my thing. Control your face. Okay, sorry. I didn't realize that it was obvious I had something to say. Okay, well, my whole thing is like, can we please talk about that weird Seth Rollins interruption in this match and then us having to go to commercial break and then coming back to be back into this match? That was super weird. I thought that for some reason, I just thought, okay, well, we're just not going to get the match anymore. The placement was very weird.
Yeah. I like the post-match angle. I love the Miz ripping the mask off of Rey Mysterio. It is cheap. It's easy. It makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you do that? I thought this was solid. It was an okay way to build a match that, all things considered, between two nights of WrestleMania is like seventh or eighth from the top. I think this is an okay build.
I think without the mask thing, like, they really needed the mask thing to give them some sort of like personal, you know, reason to be upset, you know, Rey Mysterio having to be like covering his face and Dominic getting him the towel to cover up his face. That gives him a reason to really, really be upset at this guy. And then the Miz saying like, oh, well, I didn't just take it just to take it. I'm going to give it to Logan Paul. I thought, okay, this is great. Fine. This is good. Give me a little bit more oomph to the story. So just by the simple action of him taking off the mask and saying what he was going to do with that, I thought it added a lot to this. The match itself, I could care less about, but the actual the story following that was perfectly fine. But I did think the whole thing with like Seth coming in here and then us going to commercial break and then coming back and I'm like, oh, this match still going on? It was just weird.
So Seth came out during this and he got muted. We'll talk about that later. Tremaine says, just give Gable Stevenson the milk truck and the three eyes. Nah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Well, you don't know if he can pull that off. You don't know if he's entertaining whatsoever. KE775 says, can we expect Braun Breaker on Raw or SmackDown in 2 weeks? I don't know about within 2 weeks, but I would imagine he's called up for the end of the year. He should probably win the Royal Rumble next year, too. Just go ahead and do him versus Roman Reigns next year at Mania if you can't get The Rock, like straight up. If you can get The Rock, do that. But otherwise, push this guy to the moon. Speaking of the tag team division, backstage, Zelina is pissy about Carmella not doing her fair share. And they get into it. They start slugging it out backstage. What'd you think?
I like the shots, and I forget verbatim what it was that they said, but they made Zelina made fun of her. Forgot what she called her that I thought was really funny. And then Carmella reiterated or responded by saying that her crown looked like it was a $1 crown. But I forgot what it was Zelina said to Carmella that I thought was really hilarious. Oh, damn, I forgot. If somebody remembers here, I'd be happy.
Well, they fought backstage. I like the fight. And then they ended up joining forces after this tag match, Rhea and Liv versus Shayna and Natalya. Because they're involved in a tag title match, they're just like, the brand split doesn't matter, which when has it ever, right? I thought the action was good in this abbreviated match, but they got to give these women more time. But this build is exactly like the other tag team build we're about to talk about. It's like, let's just throw all these teams against each other, and then we'll do like a multiple team match, a three-way, a four-way. We are watching the same builds, three of the same builds. I got to get on WrestleMania. I got to get on WrestleMania. And just tag team facing tag team facing tag team. It's lazy, Denise.
Yeah, and like I'll talk more about this once we actually get to the main event, but it's the whole thing where it's like you're disregarding storylines, I think, because it's not about like fans. When you go into WrestleMania, you want to get these matches that, you know, there's been this hot story surrounding these matches, and that's what you're looking forward to. And instead, it's more so being, it's just like, it's treating it differently, you know? And this makes more sense when we're talking about the main event, because you know how they did the whole, you know, Edge and Seth Rollins thing, women are facing Edge. okay, that's the same thing we got last week with Seth Rollins. And I'm going to say the exact same thing. You disregard the prior story when you're basically saying that it's easily replaceable because you're just trying to get on the card and you can replace a person out of a match. But that to me is really dumb because that's not the story that's being told. You can't just plug in and plug somebody out of a story that's been told for like a couple of weeks.
I agree with you. Josh's Town says, did you see Logan's gear design on Twitter? I'm going to look it up right now.
So
in front of your very eyes.
I didn't know he put up.
Yeah, it looks an awful lot like Seth Rollins' gear.
I like the colors, but yeah, it's pretty basic.
Yeah, it looks exactly like Seth Rollins' gear. Tremaine says, Kurt can be his manager at all. Sorry, Chad, talking about Gable. Maybe. A lot of people seem to think that like that's the shortcut or something. I don't know that Kurt Angle would necessarily be a great manager. I don't know if that's a right role for him. And also,
what else are they going to do with him?
I don't know, but they just tried to get Kurt Angle for another thing and they couldn't come to financial terms. So, Daniel Brown says, knowing Austin, you think he puts KO over Mania or a typical nostalgia pop for fans? Oh, it's nostalgia all the way. Austin's coming out. He's going to whip Owen's ass, kick, wham, stunner, pin, and he'll count the three himself, I think. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Joel Wood says, the women's tag titles are replacing the women's battle royal every year as far as getting people on the card. Yes, Joel, you're absolutely right. It's just the difference now is there are so few women in the company they can actually do this instead of doing a battle royal, which is sad.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, I mean, I'm bummed because I really think that you're just, when you just throw all the women in together saying like, okay, we just want to get you guys all a spot. Like, I get it. Like, everybody wants a WrestleMania spot, right? But you also need to make sure that the stories are being treated as importantly, are protected just as much as the other stories are. And I mean, you could argue that a lot of the stories.
So let's address this point, which kind of goes to it. WWE's gotten way too comfortable with being flippy floppy when it comes to match cards, storylines, and it makes the whole experience unenjoyable at this point. It takes the fun and excitement out of everything, and it needs to change. Sabrina, I completely agree. Too much of this stuff is interchangeable, Denise. Like I said, the setups for three major men's wrestlers were the same. To me, the thing that has the most juice to it right now is Becky Bianca. I love that because Becky said, yeah, I absolutely do care about all these people and I really liked it when they cheered for me and I like holding this belt and I'm going to do anything I can to hold on to it. We'll talk about that shortly. But I just wish that so much of this stuff wasn't just the same thing. Like, give me a little bit more of a reason. Give me another story aspect to this. And a big thank you to Sabrina for sending the super chat. What do you think they can do to change this, Denise?
Whatever they had to do it months ago. Months ago. This isn't something where it's like, oh, tomorrow you can change it. I mean, you can, but it's going to be a process. I mean, like, just one big example. It's like the whole Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns line. Roman Reigns match. Did we really need Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble? Did we really need this to be title versus title? Like, that's something that could have been given to somebody else that could have launched off another match, that could have done this, that could have done that. Like, there were so many different paths that you could have taken, but it, like, you took one path and just made it like there could have just been a little bit more to add to some of these stories.
Sabrina, thank you so much. You've been so generous. We greatly appreciate you. Michael Key says, my guess is Veer comes and Gable beats him in a squash. That would be good. Gable Stevenson, like, beating his ass and pinning him. I would like Veer to come and then be very good and then be a star that they can rely on.
Stop. Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, of course. I heard myself. I'm good at this shit, Denise. Come on. What are you talking about?
Just making sure. I just want to make sure you knew what you were saying. I just had your back here. I just want to make sure you knew what you were saying.
Dan says, 10 spot for Denise kicking out of the hiccups. Good job.
Oh, how'd you know I had hiccups? I was about to tell everybody I had hiccups for a bit.
And Jambeard says, shout out to Jesse the Buckeye. Got her pick line out today, and that shows how strong she is. Another step on the road to recovery. One of the strongest people I know. We always love showing Jesse the Buckeye some love. Orlando says, who had a better cosplay? Tonight, Kevin Owens as Austin or The Miz as The Rock in 2011?
okay, when they did the wide shot of The Miz coming out to The Rock in 2011, I thought it was still The Rock because it was so far back. You're like, is that him? Oh my God. But it wasn't. But it wasn't. Now, while we're on the subject of the interchangeable tag team stuff, RK-Bro Alpha Academy, guess what? It's good. We know it's good. It's just we've seen these against the same teams over and over again. The Street Profits come out. Montez Ford hits a good slash interesting frog splash where he like kind of lands on his feet and then slams down. It's just I don't know what I can say about these matches that I haven't said before.
It's the same thing, just copy and paste. Great frog splash.
It was great. It's interesting. I like all these teams. You know what I'll say? Here's the thing. Tune into my post-WrestleMania review with Jeff Hawkins the weekend of WrestleMania, and I'll talk about this match when it matters.
You replaced me, Sean?
You're not going to be there. You're going to be in Dallas, won't you?
I wanted to make you panic for a small second.
Exactly. Michael Keyes says, my point is we all want Veer to come. Yeah, absolutely. We don't want him to hold that in too long. Jay Blood says, not for nothing, Veer being able to time his coming 2 weeks out is impressive. Buddy, he's like Sting, and I'm not talking about the wrestler. Call Me Crazy, who got a cameo this week. Big thank you to Call Me Crazy. Says, WWE has the issue of trying to use all their stars. Remember when it was fine for the losers of feuds to come back after half a year later, and it's okay? They need to do that more. I wish they would cycle some people in and out, but their roster isn't deep enough to do that right now, Denise. So they don't really have the ability to cycle people in and out. And I think that is an unfortunate issue.
That's why we're seeing a lot of the same matches over and over again. And it's just, and then they just make a difference by switching partners and handicap and non-handicap matches.
And that leads to Sabrina's question. Do you guys feel like most of the titles in WWE don't matter anymore? The US and Intercontinental title have been irrelevant. And that's sad in my opinion. I agree. I completely agree that almost every title feels irrelevant. The women's titles don't feel irrelevant, but and the two top titles don't, but the Intercontinental and US title.
It's a shorter list for you to name the titles that you still feel are relevant. Yeah. And that's obviously the Universal, the WWE title, Raw, SmackDown Women's Championship. Great, all fine and dandy. But I would even throw in there the tag team titles for both the men and the women, and the Intercontinental and the US title for me are the I see them as less than.
They just threw away like the SmackDown tag team title match for a team that holds the record. Like they just, that Viking Raiders feud, womp. It was bad.
For me, it's just more of like the lack of depth of tag teams. When I have to keep seeing the same matches and it's like, I'm sorry. It's like a carousel at this point. Like I just, it keeps going and going.
Again, thank you to Sabrina. Daniel Brown says, any chance WWE reaches out to Braun for Omos, assuming his opponent isn't cleared, and I think Cody debuts next week to hype Mania more specifically, so fans who only go to one night can see his match. I'm not seeing. I mean, maybe he appears on video. I don't think he'll be there, but I could be wrong. We'll see. No, I don't think Braun is in for Omos. I don't think he's in for Omos. Call Me Crazy says they have Elias, Cedric, Shelton, and 24/7 folk they can change out more. I'm sure I'm missing some people. Well, Tamina and Tozawa got beat by Dana Brooke and Reggie during a picture-in-picture. I love how stupid the Tamina-Tozawa stuff is. Like, it's so dumb, and it's like I can't even be bothered to dislike it, Denise.
It depends on what mood I'm in. There's some days where I'll find it funny, and then there's some days where I'm like, why am I watching this? Depends on my mood that I'm on. Today was more so of like, okay, this is next. Cool. I don't care. But for me, this match went by really quick. I didn't even see the finish. I spilled some water. I cleaned it up, and I looked up, and the match was over.
It was in the picture-in-picture. Yeah.
Okay, see, I missed that.
Yeah, and Call Me Crazy is like, says Tamina is Akira's dummy mommy, right? NXT 2.0 and Raw have been getting wild, man. 2.0 is something else. I don't know who called it like MTV Undressed for WWE. I wish I could give them credit, but it is that. It absolutely is that.
No, people were calling it NXT Euphoria.
That, well, there's not enough dicks on Raw for it to be Euphoria.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
dicks all over Euphoria, man.
I don't know what happened. There's just been this like certain, there's just been this surge of everybody having to make out on NXT and like the whole everybody, you know, jumping on each other. It's just too much. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know who that's for. And that's one of the things I've been talking about. Like, who is that for? I'm sorry, but like, I know, I don't know who thinks that like teenage boys, and I mean, I've never been a teenage boy, but I know teenage boys. I just don't feel like that's what's going to get them to watch the product.
It isn't.
Right?
Braun says, has Balor versus Priest been confirmed for Mania yet? No. Paul said, hey, Sean, are you returning to professional wrestling to face QT Marshall? Hope you're both doing well. I'm going to start doing some catch wrestling training again this year. I don't know about pro wrestling, although I got a standing offer from somebody else at his school to train there whenever I pleased.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
JoJo said, honestly, I would make the four-way tag match an elimination match. Final two, Banks, Naomi, Vega, and Carmella. Vega did eliminate Banks in the Rumble match. I wish they would reference that.
Last year, didn't we do some sort of tag team tournament or some sort of elimination match last year's for the women? Pretty sure we had something like that. I don't remember.
Well, I wish you would. You gonna let me answer?
I am. I stopped talking.
It was just a tag team title match. It was Shayna and Nia versus Natalya and Tamina.
I'm pretty sure there was some tournament or something leading up to that.
No, I'm cool with them doing an elimination match. I think that'd be good. And Luis says it was a gauntlet match, but
thank you. I knew there was something going on. It was one of those things where we got.
Oh,
like,
it was the gauntlet for top contenders, is what it
thank
was.
Thank you. Something happened on night one, and then night two was the actual thing. Yeah, I remember. See,
yeah. What else we got here? My gosh, Becky Lynch promo. I love this promo, Denise.
This was good.
She said she was going to come for Bianca's hair this week, but Bianca's not there. And even though Bianca didn't mean to put her in the hospital, she meant to injure Bianca Belair. Whew. She busted out a Bible line that was so good. It was like, I think Mark 8:36 or something like that. It was so good.
The last line that she said?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that really line sounded good. Interesting, but I didn't know it was from the Bible.
Yeah, it was. It was, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Which is, I think, Mark 8:36. But geez, that is such a good line. And she said it. She is like, I know how much this title means to me, and I will do anything to hold on to it. I believe that that title is important, Denise, because one of the biggest talents in pro wrestling is telling me that it's important to them. Why should I care? Because she cares. And if she cares, well, by God, I should probably give a shit about it. I thought this was awesome. Michael Key says, I'm Irish, so maybe I'm biased, but Becky was the best promo on the show. She was a damn good one. How'd
you
feel?
There was nobody else that I recall cutting like a good promo tonight that I remember. No. Besides Kevin Owens and everything he did. But this, for me, I liked it for different reasons. Polar opposite of the ones that you did. But first of all, I loved Becky Lynch's look today. I thought she came out and she was sporting major Lady Gaga vibes. So I definitely had to give her kudos on that. And then the second thing that I liked was, for me, it was when she was saying about selling her soul for the title. That for me, like the whole, like I would sell my soul, this and that, all of that was what hit it for me. And then when she was basically saying how when she returned and the people were choosing Bianca over her, I liked that line as well. I've been liking more of this because I feel like, you know, we've gotten this like heel Becky Lynch, right? But when she first came back, it was not hitting home. But the last couple of months, I would say maybe like somewhere around the Liv Morgan feud and maybe a little bit after was when I really think that she kind of leveled things up where she's like, almost a little bit like psychotic's probably not the right word, but she's acting like crazy. Like when she was doing that whole feud with Lita and she was, you know, biting her nails and, you know, being all fidgety and all of that, everything that she's done surrounding like that time period to now has been like some of my favorite like promo works from Becky since she's returned to the company.
I agree. I completely agree with that. Dan says, I need to be nice to you. You're lucky to have her on the show. She's worth every penny. She is. I'll never doubt that. I'll never say otherwise.
Finally, I got some appreciation on this show. The Denise Appreciation Society.
Wow. Volob says, either way, the factory is feuding with New Japan LA Dojo now. I love that idea. I like that. That makes a lot of sense. That when I saw that, I was like, ah, that one's going to be good. That happened on the Strong Style Evolved show, by the way. Check out the interview that Jeremy Lambert and Steven Jensen did with Carl Fredericks, who was offered and then targeted by the factory. Ryan Lambert says, I turned down free front row seats for tonight's Raw. Figured taking a nap would be more entertaining. Here's my money for y'all having to watch Raw. Damn, man, it's not that bad.
I've never been front row at a WWE event ever in my life.
I don't think I have either.
So I would have gone like literally just for the sake of being front row. I've never been.
I've been front row to a Rampage, the one before. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Daniel Brown says, front row. Totally random. I thought tonight was the first time Raw was in Chicago and I didn't hear CM Punk chants. Guess Punk and AEW finally cures the chants. Well, not completely, but it certainly has quelled a little bit.
I didn't hear CM Punk chants tonight. I haven't heard a bunch of Cody chants, though.
Tremaine says, Becky is, in her own words, straight fire. She's very good. Very good. Ethan says, I was at both nights of last year's Mania. It was the time of my life, but also felt the buildup was way better than this year's. Thoughts? Oh, I thought last year's build was some of the worst build, some of the laziest build I have ever seen in my entire life. I was offended that they had such a good slam dunk of the Bianca Belair story with Sasha Banks, and they built it so poorly. But those two women are so talented. I mean, Shane McMahon was just calling Braun stupid the whole time. It wasn't good.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Omos came out and they're like, hey, he's having his first match. Give him a title shot. Apollo Crews and Big E in a Nigerian drum fight? No way, buddy. No way. Dang,
I forgot so much about last year's WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Jesus. Exactly. Everything's coming back to me, though. Like, every time you mention, I'm like, oh, yeah.
More Cody stuff. Zetopia says, are the rumors true that if Seth Cody faces Roman at Backlash, would you have Cody dethrone Roman? So I don't know about those rumors. I haven't heard anything about that. I've seen the fake post out there. Wait and see what kind of reaction Cody gets first. Because if he comes out and he doesn't get like a great reaction or something, no, you don't blow it on that.
No, I'm just going to say no. Regardless of reaction, I'm going to say no.
And Irene says it from the hints, it sounds like Cody's going to be an NWO-like invader symbolically from AEW, of course, and that successfully becomes their world champion. I do think it'd be a little bit poetic if Cody was like Scott Hall or Kevin Nash 96. Like, I went somewhere else. I started somewhere else. Now I'm going to destroy you from within. I think there could be some good stuff there. I just don't think that WWE has the juice to do it. I don't think that they're going to be intricate enough to do it. We watched them do that god awful retribution bullshit, and it was so terrible, so terrible.
I was going to say, while that all sounds fine and dandy, I just don't see it being executed in a way where you're like, oh shit, this is cool.
Well, guys, you know what would be awesome? If they executed that well, and if you executed those big nasty pubes that you got, thanks to manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. But it's not just their wonderful Lawnmower 4.0, it's their ultra premium collection. They have all-in-one skin and hair care kits that covers you from head to toe, literally. Manscaped is trusted below the waist. Now trust them with the rest. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL. I mentioned that Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer for your whole body. It's got that advanced skin safe technology to reduce cuts to all those delicate areas. But like I said, that premium collection, they got premium deodorant, not for your balls, for your nasty ass armpits. The deodorant dries clear. It's aluminum-free, cologne-infused. They got hydrating body moisturizer, body wash, two-in-one shampoo and conditioner, and now a free gift, a three-pack set of lip balm to keep your trash talk firing on all cylinders. All those gifts inside that ultimate, or the ultra premium collection, rather. Check it out. 20% off plus free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL at manscaped.com. They're not just for your ding-a-ling and ball sacks anymore. They got you covered everywhere in the bathroom. Manscaped.com, code FIGHTFUL. Michael Key says he's joining the DAS until Sean watches Shawshank. And Jane Beard says DAS would be like the former Social Outcasts.
Hey, DAS is going to be fabulous.
As if. Jane Beard says, instead of Natty and Shayna in the match, I would have done it so that whoever is in the women's tag team champs in NXT after Stand and Deliver, they join the match as the fourth team. I like that idea a lot, but they wanted to get everybody on the main roster on the show, but I actually like that idea, even if it meant Natty and Shayna winning the NXT titles. Like, I just think that would have been a cool way to add to that, honestly.
I think WrestleMania is just being treated as a social event now. Make sure you got the celebrities. Make sure you got an appearance. You got a date to the show. That's all it is now.
You know what? You're not wrong. I think that's...
I know I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong, Sean.
Yeah, well, Seth Rollins is not happy about not getting his WrestleMania moment. He tried to come out before a match earlier in the night, and he got muted, Denise.
How'd you feel
about this?
Well, I felt pity for Seth Rollins. I got it. I know what it's like to feel me, and I know you're trying to mute me right now. I know it. You're looking around. You're looking for the buttons.
No, I'm not.
I saw your eye.
I would never do that, Denise.
I'm not.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You done?
No.
Can we move on now? Can we please be adults about this?
Sure. Valab asks if Alex Wright's a part of the DAS, Das Wonder Kid. She does not get that reference at all. There's no chance, Valab.
Oh, thanks for speaking for me.
You don't.
Could have at least asked me.
Manscaped,
control your pews. Let me speak for myself.
You don't. Wally Diaz says, Sean, what tricks did you pull off to mute Rollins? I like that. I thought that was a smart way to do that. But at the same time,
now they're just stealing our material.
But at the same time, when AJ's coming out, and I'm like, okay, well, why were you all muting him if you were going to turn around and give him exactly what he was about to ask for when he said, hey, if I beat you, AJ, I get Edge at WrestleMania? I mean, why are they out there muting him if they're just going to do exactly what he's suggesting?
Because it's kind of like one of those things where your child is misbehaving and you're like, if you don't stop, I'm going to turn this car around. Whatever. And you keep throwing threats, but that kid's still bratty and still throwing them tantrums. And then finally you give up and you're like, here are your Cheeto Puffs. Now shut up. You see? That's what it
was. Damn. Well, we did get AJ versus Seth, and AJ won via DQ because Edge came out with a chair. Really great match. Lame ending. But also,
okay, I got to argue this one for you, Shad. I don't think the ending was lame, and I'm going to tell you why. We all knew that it was still going to be AJ Styles somehow winning this match, okay? First of all, so remember when that's a terrible face.
I agree. Seth shouldn't be getting pinned.
Right. Okay. So Seth shouldn't be getting pinned. That's one whole thing, right? But no. Okay. Remember when I said earlier, like, this is a feud between AJ Styles and Edge. None of these guys, neither Edge, neither AJ Styles, should be replaceable in this match because the story is between Edge and AJ Styles. This is what you've been telling now for X amount of, you know, weeks or whatever, right? AJ Styles needs to get his revenge, blah, 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 blah. Okay. You should not be replacing AJ Styles. Okay. So we all knew, like, first of all, that was my whole gripe with this. So then when Edge came out with the chair and hit AJ Styles, I like that because why should Edge want to see Seth Rollins win this match? Edge should be pissed off that Seth Rollins was almost going to take away this moment where he was going to be having his match with AJ Styles. So I was so happy that Edge essentially came out and did this because why should he want to face with Seth Rollins? He doesn't have beef with him right now. His beef is with AJ Styles. So for me, I actually thought that this kind of saved the terrible winner faces Edge stipulation that was given to this match. Like, Edge wants to face AJ Styles. That's where the beef is at, period.
Yep, I don't disagree with that. I just wish that... I wish there was a way to do this without it having a scummy ending, but...
Don't book this match for that.
Shout out to our friend, Jesse the Buckeye. Yeah, I you know what? I agree. Josh's Town says, how much millions will they spend on Cody's pyro? Not that much. By the way, check out one of his proteges, Kid Bandit, who has a new interview with Lily here on Fightful's channel. It's doing great numbers. Michael Keyes says, leave our leader of the DAS alone, pal. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The DAS is taking off. I'm the real influencer.
Okay. B-E-Z-E Ian says, Seth should have never eaten Edge's daughter's Oreos. So, Edge, okay. You know what? Here's the thing. Edge still has motivation to screw over Seth Rollins.
Yeah, from like months ago.
What?
But that's what I'm saying. That's
Denise,
not the story right now, Sean.
It doesn't matter.
Right now. Yes, it does matter because the focal point right now is Edge and AJ Styles. You can bring up their past between Edge and Seth Rollins.
No, you're treating the audience like you're stupid, Denise. This saved it for me. Muted. This saves it for me, Denise. This saves the finish for me because not only does Edge, he would rather face AJ Styles, why wouldn't he screw over Seth Rollins? He doesn't like Seth Rollins. That son of a bitch broke into his house. Like, so yes, he's going to hit AJ. He's going to kill two birds with one stone. He's going to say, yeah, I'm facing AJ. By the way, see you later, Seth. Don't ever break into my house again. Leave my daughter's Oreos alone. Denise, he broke
Didn't he
into
bite
the man's...
an apple? I don't remember no Oreos.
He broke into this man's house where his babies live.
Yeah, and they've already dealt with that. That's already finished.
What?
We already finished that. He's on to AJ Styles now. I don't care about Seth Rollins and Edge anymore. I care
what
about Edge
world?
And AJ Styles. So I'm sorry, but no.
What
disagree.
World do you live in when somebody breaks into, if somebody ever breaks into my home, it ain't ending because I beat them in a wrestling match. I'm sorry.
That's the whole point.
I'm also not going to like you 6 months after that. I will continue to dislike you.
Okay, he went into this house, and I don't even remember the Oreos. Wasn't it an apple?
Who gives a fuck about the Oreos, Denise? He broke into his house.
I care about the Oreos and the apple and whatever the hell he ate.
He broke into...
Sean, but that's the... But okay, here's what I'm trying to tell you, though.
You're not trying
to
tell me anything.
The point right now is the freaking story between Edge and freaking AJ Styles. This is the story that we've been building to for this specific WrestleMania. So you can't just go and tell me that you can easily plug out AJ Styles out of this match.
Where did I say that? I said that the
finish... No, but I'm trying to tell you this.
Trying to tell me what? I did try to... What the hell are you talking about? I said that when I thought about it, Edge costing Seth Rollins the match also made sense to me because he broke into his house.
That's fine.
That's what I was saying from the beginning.
That's fine.
What the hell's wrong?
Okay.
Come on.
I misunderstood you for a bit.
You think?
Okay? I'm just trying to tell. Well, I thought that you were trying to tell me that it would have been fine for Seth Rollins to go into this match with Edge at WrestleMania. That's why I got mad. Okay, then, never mind. That's what I thought you were saying, that it should, that it could have been okay for it to be Seth versus Edge at WrestleMania because he broke into his house. That's what I was telling you. No, but that's not the story right now.
Oh, Jambeard says Edge should be pissed at Rollins for the house break in. AJ should hate Edge for the Rumble injury. Make it a storyline. I mean, Edge should just reference that. Like, I'm not letting that guy get into my life again. Sure. By the way, Alex Sour Grap starts right after this show on FightfulSelect.com. Subscribe today. We're 20 away from 6,500, which is a goal of mine. Call
How
me
are
crazy.
You gonna celebrate 6,900.
We're gonna do at 6969. Myself and Mojo Rawley are gonna do a podcast that is the greatest spots involving the 69 position in wrestling history.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. Continue on.
I'm dead serious. We are too.
Oh, I know you're dead serious. I don't doubt you for a minute.
Call Me Crazy says, So Seth faces Pat on Friday for Austin Theory. I would like it if he faced Austin Theory again. Like, he's like, I'll even face Pat McAfee. I don't care. Like, I think that'd be funny too. Alex says, how would you book the Seth Cody Mania match? Do you think it's just an announced mystery opponent for Seth next Monday, set by Pierce and Sonya? How would you do it, Denise? Because I think there are two ways.
Sorry, I spaced out because I was still thinking about our.
How would you set up Cody and Seth? There's two ways. I think there one is next week they say, we've got an opponent for you, just show up, or they announce it.
No, I would actually kind of like it if, like, he came out the day of WrestleMania and kind of went on a freaking tangent about how he doesn't have a match, this and that. And then out of nowhere, we just get like Cody coming out and be like, you know what? Just shut the hell up already. I don't know. I feel like if you've waited this long, you might as well just get us to the point where we think that Seth Rollins really is not going to have a WrestleMania match. Like, now that you've gone this far, continue it until like the very last minute.
Ian also mentions that Seth mentioned wanting revenge for the Hell in a Cell match in the promo earlier. There you go. Orlando says, Seth Rollins getting upset with the finish is like all of us with the DQ finish. Seth was cursing a storm at the end of Raw. He said it was bullshit. He said Raw will not happen next week unless he gets his WrestleMania moment. I'm excited to see how that unfolds. I love a good Randy Savage style sit-in.
Hey, just letting you know that the Denise Appreciation Society is coming out and they're showing up strongly right now on Twitter. Thank you.
I see Michael Key saying, stop muting DAS for life. Josh's Town says DAS is mid. Tremaine says, Denise is awesome. Haven't watched Raw in at least a year. I just like making you laugh, Sean. You do it well. Tremaine says, where's the beef, Denise? I'll see myself out. There you go. Antoine says, got home from the Bulls game. Beat SRS's Toronto Raptors. Hope Raw was worth watching. Love Fightful and everything you all do. Keep doing a great job. Thank you, Antoine. Congrats on the win. The Raptors are making the playoffs. That's all I care about right now. Jay Blood says the hot free agent coming in booked as Seth's consolation prize. Not exactly Ring of Prestige. It's bizarre. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's his consolation prize because Cody isn't there right now to be a first prize. He hasn't had the opportunity to be anything but a consolation prize. So I'm okay with that. Call Me Crazy says next week, Bianca versus Seth in the main event of Raw. And the winner goes on to face Becky for the Raw women's title at Mania. I can see it headlining now. The first married couple to wrestle each other. First man to win the women's belt. I bet the promos would be a lot of fun if Seth faced Becky. I don't want to see that match, but I bet it would be very entertaining.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is he's just trying to get on WrestleMania. I mean, he tried getting a talk show, so failed at that. Tried getting an actual match, failed at that. So now what's left other than like, hey, I'll try it in the women's division or the 24/7 championship. That would actually be pretty funny if like before his match, you saw
he's chasing everybody. Oh God.
That'd be pretty funny.
I would actually like that if he tried to win the 24/7 title and he couldn't do it. And there's like Tozawa being like, look, it's harder than it looks.
Like he's wearing like a big giant coat or something. And the coat prevents him from like, sorry, I don't know. The coat prevents him from like going after the bell. Like he gets screwed in some really stupid way.
Michael Key says, screw it. Play Stardust music. Lights go out. Kingdom plays. Troll with a payoff. I wouldn't do it. It's not a troll moment. This is a WrestleMania moment. Cody Rhodes coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you should play his music.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Simray G Punk says, assuming it's Cody versus Seth, the storyline has sucked at building to it. In kayfabe, Seth is a loser right now. Either Cody beats him and it's not a big deal because who doesn't, or he loses a loser. Well, he lost to Kevin Owens and he didn't lose to AJ Styles. Like,
he got screwed.
He got screwed. Besides that, they did lose the tag team titles, but before that, they were winning like all the time, and Seth was beating Randy Orton on TV and all kinds of stuff, but I don't think he looks too bad right now. Plus, he's an established top guy. I mean, this guy closed a WrestleMania going off the air with the title. Jambeard says, if Seth wants on the show so bad, why doesn't he come out and say he's going to be the Mania host? I wish he would.
Or the ring announcer. Or he could be like, hey, I can fill in for Pat during his match.
God.
I don't know. I mean, God almighty. Ways. Or he could be walking around like Billy with her resume. Okay, I don't know. I'm just thinking too
Tremaine
hard.
Says, how long does Seth and Cody go at Mania? I think a good 20 minutes makes sense, Denise.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Ryan Martin's with a big super chat. Big thank you, guys. By the way, we're heading down the home stretch. Get in your super chats and your humper chats. I greatly appreciate it. Also, we've got an interview dropping with Reggie this week. I think I'm dropping one with the Good Brothers this week as well. Ryan says, love the ending of the show. Thought Rollins' frustration boiling over and ultimately losing his cool was great. We all know what it's leading to. And when Cody shows up at Mania, the pop he will get is awesome. I'm okay with this build because Seth has gone full on into it. They stopped the Owens will do anything to get on Mania thing a few weeks ago. I think they should have just approached it differently. It shouldn't have been like that. Like Owens didn't need it. Owens should have been confident in his path. I think he's like, buddy, I know I'm going to get on WrestleMania. They're never going to leave me off of WrestleMania again. Cause he has been left off Mania, but I just think that between that and Edge and everybody, it's like, it was too much of the same. Call Me Crazy says, you're right. He needs to chase the 24/7 belt now. Just one segment, Denise. I need one segment of that.
I said that. Like, I want credit for that. I said it. I brought it up here on this show.
Denise, you didn't listen to me for like 12 straight minutes when I told you.
Okay, that was not a 12-minute rant, okay? Yeah, I misunderstood you. I apologize.
Daniel Brown says, did you catch Heyman's tweet today? Spoiler action figures. Roman over Brock with Moxley action figure in the background. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Okay, so Heyman posted a photo, and I'll go ahead and download it and post it. It was so funny. I saw like a hilarious thing on Facebook where Heyman had tweeted and said, oh, this is a spoiler of how WrestleMania will end, and it shows Roman with both belts over his head, standing on top of Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman is there with him. And then you see Moxley. Well, you're not supposed to notice Moxley in the background. Here it is. For our video viewers. And I saw someone on Facebook.
Oh.
I saw someone on Facebook say, if you look closely, you'll notice Jon Moxley in the background. And then someone replied, says, if you look closely, you'll notice these are fucking action figures.
That's amazing. Good stuff. Good post.
Jesse the Buckeye says, what the fuck is a humper chat? Been gone for a while. We just think that things hump and we should have people send humper chats. You can go to humperchats.com.
You think that things hump and you named it humper chats.
You've used the term hump many times.
Yeah, that's just me paying homage to you.
Because I'm great. Humperchats.com. We greatly appreciate it. Pile Driver Finisher says DAS all freaking day. Good job, Pile Driver. You got yourself banned.
You're banning members of the DAS? Wow, that's messed up.
Jambeard says, if you had heard Alex's new nickname for Dom on Sour Graps, he's now referred to as Shamrock Shake because he's vanilla and green. Damn.
No comment.
Jesus.
No comment.
Oh, Heidi Ho says, no way WWE is going to do an invasion angle and give AEW free advertising. They'll never acknowledge on screen he was there. Well, I mean, they can't straight up say you're an invader from AEW because they sued WCW for doing that same thing to them.
They could just allude to it.
Yes, just allude.
But I just don't think they'll do it personally.
Oh. Lake says, I would love for Cody to come out next week and say, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. Or, so this is where the big boys play. I do think that the Scott Hall homage line would be very, very nice. And Nerd Guru is the one that sent in the Humper chat naming Dom a Shamrock Shake, but now it's canon. Well, Denise, the DAS is now canon. And, you know, once Denise gets over an hour 20 on these shows, I let her go time and a half.
I was about to say, I got like 8 minutes till I got, you know, start charging you more.
Over 80. Wait, over 80.
I didn't know it was that.
Well, congrats. You just got
I thought it had to be 130.
No, I'll do 80 minutes for you now, Denise, because I'm a generous man.
Oh, see, well, that makes a difference now.
There you go.
Look, Denise, I'm just smiling on the job.
Look at that. Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
All right, get on. No way,
son of a bitch! But.
Son of a bitch! I'm literally about to promote myself! And you just. What the hell? I don't care anymore. Screw that.
Go ahead. Do it.
I have nothing to promote. I'm scared to talk.
There you go, Denise. Have at it.
Hands up in the air. I'm what? Not speaking. I don't trust
okay.
you.
Hey.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. And on top of that, I have a very, very busy WrestleMania week. Please keep an eye out. I'm going to be at multiple events. So please keep an eye out for that. I will be promoting that. And then just, yeah. See, now I'm just scared. I don't even want to speak anymore.
Guys, check out Fightful Overbooked. They have a lot of great stuff over there. Just wonderful stuff. A ton of content, a ton of new faces. YouTube.com/FightfulOverbooked and on podcast platforms everywhere, as Joel Pearl mentions. This past week on Fightful Select, I was out. So Jimmy Van did a Q&A. Joel Pearl hosted it. They did a great job. We got shows on Fightful Select every single day. We got knocked saying, had to break down a big truck for work. So now I got to start from the beginning. But it's nice to see the return of SRS, who hopefully turned face in time to bring back that baby face fire.
No, why would you do this to me? Knock Bogan.
I'm a big baby face. I'm feuding with QT Marshall on Twitter right now.
Marshall.
QT Marshall. That's something else he'll bitch about me getting wrong. Michael Keyes says, Sean is the number one enemy of the DAS after that. Get him. Well, I mean, listen, the DAS... I've dealt with far bigger losers over the last week on the internet than the DAS. So
really?
This will be nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge you to a fight watch. I'm going to post a little video and be like, I challenge you, Sean, to a fight, Sean.
Until next time, guys. We're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.